This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will have today's report coming right up after this. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since 1955, and they supply today a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers, well, for almost 65 years. Oh, and for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, producers, you can get free shipping just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. You can order by going to their website, micrometer.com/ag. I'll give that to you again in a moment. Producers, micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Go to the website. It's micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. I am here because despite the widespread trepidation about flying on a certain model of Boeing 737, Max got on a plane yesterday and flew to Washington, D.C., where it is National Agriculture Week and for National Agriculture Day, which is tomorrow. Thick black smoke could be seen for miles around Elkhart, Indiana yesterday afternoon. It was coming from an RV manufacturing plant operated by the Forest River Company. Forest River is owned by Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway company. Employees had just wrapped up for the day when they heard popping noises as the fire broke out. Heavy damage, the roof came in, but no injuries in that. Interesting story about how Warren Buffett came to own Forest River. In 2005, he got a two-page fax telling him why Forest River met Berkshire Hathaway's acquisition criteria. That afternoon, he made Pete Ligel an offer, and within a couple of weeks, Mr. Buffett owned the place. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the current income tax in his state is unfair to the middle class, so he rolled out his proposal to end the 4.95% flat tax and go with a graduated tax. If you were wondering what that might look like for your taxes, he thought you might, so he unveiled what he calls a fair tax calculator that lets Illinoisans input their information to see how much they would pay under the new plan compared to what they pay now. This one's got a little deja vu to it. The Iowa legislature has sent the governor a bill designed to prosecute people who get hired at a farm or at a puppy mill in order to record animal living conditions. Well, that happened in 2012, but that law was tossed out by a federal judge a couple of months ago. This time around, it's a slightly different bill, and it's a different governor. Kim Reynolds, though, says she will sign the bill, but wants to see it in its final form before she does. 25-year-old Navy man Willard Lawson left his home in Butler County, Indiana, to serve his country, and he never came home. He was killed in the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Only recently were his remains identified. The Defense Department says he will be buried next month in Madison, Indiana. A reminder that you have until March 25th to enter your favorite farm dog in the Prairie Farmer's Favorite Farm Dog Contest. The winning dog's owner will receive a complete photo shoot of their dog. The dog gets $100 for first place, second place gets $75, and third, $50. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.